On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? AP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is the Hangover Edition. We are coming as early as we could get all of us together after the podcast party Thursday night at Penn Commons. And I got to say, fellas, that was a wild success. That was a blast. Thank you to everyone who came out on the phone from the Lazy Boy, the legend, Rich Tandler. How do you do, sir?
Doing great.
In studio, we got the local celeb, Mitch Tischler. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
And I'm not going to lie, we got the podcast party MVP, Pete Haley,
Let's go.
How you doing, Pete? How you feeling, buddy?
I've never felt like this after a night of drinking before, and my bank account, I think I overdrafted last night, so I got to talk to Wells Fargo after this. But it was a great time. It was really cool.
Yo, Pete had the line in the morning this morning. He's telling me how bad he feels. He says, all I need is greasy meat in my mouth right now to make this feel better.
All right, so everybody knows it's 10:20 right now. Yeah. We're recording. Pete has already had a 7-Eleven Big Bite. And what the hell was the thing you just ate?
A waffle with sausage, egg, and cheese inside from 7-Eleven.
You're a loser.
Such a loser.
At night, you're the podcast party MVP. The next morning,
it's right back to being a zilch.
You know what? It's time to mute Pete.
I know.
Gosh. We're five minutes in.
He can't handle success. Success.
I wouldn't call last night a success.
All right.
Last night was a total success.
Last night was a wild success.
Personally.
All right. Pete might have to get muted. Jeez.
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, let's talk.
The best part of the podcast party was people telling me that I was doing a great job muting Pete.
But then Pete claims there were people saying that he shouldn't be muted as often.
Pete doesn't even remember last night.
At least three people told me that. They hate Mitch for muting me.
Your dad?
Let's let Tandler talk. Tandler, so, what'd you think last night?
It was fun. It was good talking to people. I finally got my voice back. I'm not... You know, that in a loud environment like that and talking to people for 3 hours, I kind of couldn't talk much when I got home. But I did have a good time. It was good to go out there and meet a lot of the folks. And hey, there were so many there. I didn't get to say hi to everybody I wanted to say hi to.
Dude, I was pleasantly surprised. I was impressed by the turnout, man. The listeners came through and it was fun. If there are any advertisers listening, if you're looking for dudes named Matt demographic,
Mitch,
there are a lot of dudes named Matt.
Did you think that everybody you met was named Matt last night? I felt like I was in an alternate reality.
I was going to say my favorite guy that I met last night was Matt.
I met at least four Matts, and I have one Matt's business card.
Yo, my guy that does the rope tours?
Yeah, Matt Hines. He was really cool. Gave me his business card,
I want to go on a rope tour, Matt. Hit me up.
Adventure
I'm
Park.
I'm serious. I like that stuff.
So many Matts, though.
Penn Commons was awesome.
The bar was great. Did
you guys eat? Food was damn good.
I had some onion rings. They're fantastic.
Did you order them or were they somebody else's?
No, I ordered them myself. It was the first thing I did when I got in. Try and build a base layer. Obviously, that did not help at all. But
all right.
The intention was right.
Tandler, let's talk about your logistics to and from the party. I still think you botched it. If you're going to drive home, drive to the party and not have to come back to the office.
No, I did not want to go through DC traffic at that time of day. I hate it. I get I get lost. I get all messed up. So it cost the fortune to park. So I figured I just did it that way.
He also needed 45 minutes of sobriety to get to a point where he could drive.
Oh, jeez. All right. I want to thank my guy, Babak, at Penn Commons. He was very cool. He was kind of running the bar last night. Big shouts to Adam Hordell for setting everything up. Hordell's the man. He even helped Pete on Pete's tab.
Yeah,
Pete, how much was your tab?
Taylor, do you want to do an over-under, or what do you think my tab was at the end of the night?
Yeah, I wasn't paying... I don't know.
I was buying shots left and right.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, I bought you a shot.
Did we get a tally on how many shots it was?
Did.
No, I looked for an itemized receipt, but they didn't have it. The total cost, I think, was $250.
Can you put...
That's the first time I've ever had an open tab at a bar, and it will definitely be the last time. What a miserable experience.
Can you put my Instagram story of you opening your tab?
Yeah, I'll put it right here.
All right.
Yeah, like, it's not really like...
Are you proud of yourself? Pete!
Get it out of my face, dude.
Can we talk about Rich real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
We joke on the road a lot about 3 IPA Tandler.
Getting giggly.
Getting a little giggly. And last night, I had plenty of conversations with podcast listeners that were hoping to get giggly Tandler. Tandler, did you ever get to that point?
Oh, no. No. Because I had to drive home. I had to drive home.
You took a shot with Pete?
Yeah. There's video.
What kind of shot was it that you took?
It's a lemon drop, I think. Is that what it was?
Absolutely. Sounds so masculine.
Was that the first lemon drop of your life?
I think so. I don't know. It was not a popular selection, or maybe didn't even exist when I was in my shot doing days back in the day.
For the record, it's still not a popular shot.
Yeah, it's only a little girl shot.
Half the people I said, hey, I'm going to buy you a kamikaze or a lemon drop, half the responses were, why are those the only two options? What is a kamikaze? What is a lemon drop? I was like, this is it. You get these or you get nothing.
So my wife was there and she's beautiful and we had fun and it was getting later into the night. It was probably 11:15. And she looks at me, she's like, you've got to take Pete home. And I was like, what's the matter? She's like, he's drunk. I was like, I know, but like, is he all right? She's like, he just dumped a glass of water on his head. So
that happened?
Apparently.
I go over there and...
Was I like sopping wet?
Yes. So these dudes, because Pete was buying everybody shots.
I came through.
Some collection of mats got Pete a shot, but they realized what a wimp he is. So they got him a shot of rail whiskey to mess with him.
Oh, no.
He took the shot, and his mouth was so on fire that he just dumped a glass of water on his head. And Lauren was like, we got to get him out of here. I was like, what? We? Like, I'm not taking Pete home. And then she's like, you have to.
Yep.
And I'm like.
Yeah, because my dad showed up, and he left
Pete's
without me.
Dad was there.
And then left him.
If you didn't take me home, JP, I'd still be at Penn.
That's what Lauren said. She's like, if we don't take him home, he's going to be stuck here. And I was like, I don't care. And sure enough, we took Pete home.
Yep.
He slept in my basement.
Yep. JP turned the bathroom light on for me.
I thought you were going to yoke. Yep. So I was leaving it. I wanted you to know where to go. My 2-year-old daughter was like, who is this?
Yeah, she kept calling me JP's friend. It was a fun time.
So, Pete's alive.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Penn Commons is in discussions with me saying that I was such a heavy spender last night that they're going to try and at least offset that with a gift card. So, I'm thrilled about that. Thank you, Penn Commons.
All right, Pete.
Hey, how about a shout out to our marketing department?
Yeah, dude. They're great.
Kim Mosley.
Yep.
Mose, Kyle. They did great.
You guys rocked it with the shirts. Were awesome.
And if anybody didn't get a t-shirt, send me a note and I'll
we'll see what we can do.
See what we can do.
But the giveaways, the shirts, the Modelos.
Let's talk about who was there. I want to. Craig Hoffman came. Channel 4 came through hard. Sherry, Moises, and Heather all came. Clinton Yates came of international fame. A bunch of Michael Jenkins came. Was awesome. Chef Mel was there. Chef Mel made a cameo. A ton of listeners. Bailey Fink, you're incredible, dude.
Very cool.
My man flew down from New York. I'm blanking on his name. I think
probably Matt.
Mike Church was there. Mike Church and John Nestor came to the first podcast party last year that Pete wasn't even at.
It was cool to talk to people and say that they've been listening for a long time, like to the point where JP was talking into his phone back in the old days in the and you know, terrible stages.
I will say that was one of the cool things. People talked about how far the podcast has come. They love the...
And that they listen to it at work or when they're doing homework.
My guy's like,
stuff.
That's how
cool.
I jog every day.
Yeah.
What was my dude's name in the Sua Cravens jersey? He tweeted
at me.
He
was a good guy.
I think it was Dave.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Facebook Live. Also, so everybody that talked on the Facebook Live, you can find it on NBC Sports Washington. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page and I'll tweet out the link. So if you guys want to see how you did on television, it'll be there. But my guy Dave in the Sua Cravens jersey,
right?
We're going around doing Facebook Live, and I'm like, all right, man, you know, what do you think about Cravens being gone? And he just drops an F-bomb. I'm like, dude, I'm like, we're live on Facebook. Get out of here. And I just, like, shoved him off and brought his buddy. I think his buddy's name was Brenton on.
Yep.
So can we talk about that Facebook Live real quick?
Sure.
A little bit of a funny story.
Well, we were on Twitter, too. We were on Periscope, too.
So you asked me to bring you a beer during the Facebook Live.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I laughed about this with Tandler a little
bit. I got half a beer.
So I went up to the bar and...
Tandler was still on the line.
I love that Tandler's giggly already.
Our listeners
did such a great job that they sold the bar out of Modelo's.
Dude, the Modelo's were gone.
They were gone.
They said, we don't have any. Do you want a Bud Light or a Budweiser or something else? I was shocked.
So I went up there to try and get you a Modelo because they were sponsoring the party and it seemed like the right thing to do. There were no new Modelo's to be had. There was a floater on the bar.
Uh-oh. That's the beer you brought me, dude?
You gave him a floater? You're like me. Drinking floaters.
I don't think I drank
it. You didn't drink it.
Yeah, I knew something was up and I was like, because you couldn't look at me with a straight face. I was like, what the hell? Like, I thought if you had said, like, it was the last beer, I split it, mine's in a cup, I would have been like,
I think
all
I
right.
said I drank some of it, to what? Be fair.
Yo, F you. Why are you giving me floater beer? And it was, like, early in the night. I wasn't.
Because you needed a Modelo. You need it for the Facebook Live.
Of course.
Not when the Modelo's. Yo, and Tandler, you signed off on this?
It was after the fact that I was told about it.
It sounds a little suspect.
To be fair, the cackle that he gave me when I told him the story was pretty incredible.
Oh, I laughed.
It was a hearty laugh.
But it was after. It was after the fact.
My guy that drove from Abingdon, Virginia, I think his name was Mike Bryant. Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
Matt.
Dude drove 6 hours. That's incredible, and we appreciate you, man.
Deers and Beers and his brother.
Yeah, he said it took him four.
Deers and Beers is not a fan of DC traffic, no. Man. Dude was heated.
He's like, how do you live here?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
But big ups to him for making the trip.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just a ton of people. You know, the raffle prizes were awesome.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I went up to one guy. I was like, why are you walking around with a football? He's like, I won it. And he showed it to me at like a Trent Williams autograph. I was like, oh, I had no idea we were auctioning off Trent Williams stuff.
Pete got real jealous.
Yeah, I was like, why was I not involved in the raffle? I got a free shirt from somebody. I'm wearing it as we speak, actually.
That's Dean. Runs
MG
Native.
Dean, yeah.
AJ was there being all weird.
Yeah.
How about our cardigan. Boy Tim Shovers who walked
Shovers.
He was wearing Hank Aaron's hat.
What?
He walked 4 miles to come to the podcast party.
Why did he walk 4 miles?
I don't know. I was shook.
He's like, it's my exercise. And
take
I saw
a bus,
him leave.
Dude. Like,
take an Uber. Take anything. Don't walk 4 miles.
It was weird.
But thank you for coming, dude.
Yeah. It would have been 4 blocks. I would have been good with it.
Dude,
four
Alan miles? May.
Alan May.
Alan May showing up. That was awesome.
Chick made it.
Chick was there. He made quite the production about being there. I don't know if he...
production about.
He said 4:30, and now he's posting pictures at National Airport drinking a Bloody Mary. I wonder if his flight got delayed.
He had to be up at 4:30, maybe.
To get there? Sure.
Yeah.
Jenks?
And Nicole, Darren
great
came through.
Great to see Nicole Darren.
Yeah.
Bub, Parker, Brian Dowd, my boy Johnny Bennett, just good people showing up.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy, John Bennett. Bennett was the best dressed person at the podcast party.
Yo, can we talk about this real quick?
Yes.
So he was in a full suit. He had a polka dot pocket square with a striped tie. What are your thoughts, JP?
It was a plaid. It looked good, dude.
Yeah.
It looked good.
It looked good because he was with a bunch of other people that weren't dressed up. But the polka dot and stripes, not a good look.
Wait, is this Miss Tischler fashion critic?
Yes, it is.
Where did this come from?
Good point, Tandler.
Hey, I was in long pants last night.
I was in my Sunday best. Schlubbiest dresser of all time. There's a picture on the internet of Mitch in a tuxedo, and it's so jarring because he looks sharp, and he's always wearing shorts and like a raggedy T-shirt.
Ah, polos usually. Almost always.
A raggedy polo. Okay.
For the at the owners' meetings, they do like the nice reception, and Mitch and I were talking about, like, you know, how hot it is, what are you gonna wear? And Mitch is like, well, I'm wearing pants. Like that was him getting dressed up.
I said I'm wearing khakis and a collared shirt.
You look nice, buddy.
Thank you.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Is there any football? Have we talked about Susie Q, who had quite an ordeal getting there?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Like, her Metro broke down, and there was no air conditioning, and she had to take an Uber. And evidently, Susie was asking you for drinks late night, Mitch, when I left.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think she got Pete.
Yeah, I bought her one.
She was working her way around, but she was a podcast party MVP, too.
The podcast party had a lot of MVPs.
It did.
My guy, Resh Manuel, was there. A great Twitter follow.
Resh was there?
You didn't talk to him?
I wanted to meet him. Damn.
Dude, he was there.
I mean, I might have talked to him, but damn it. I wanted to meet Resh. He followed me recently. He's a good guy.
It was good times, man. What, you got one story, Mitchell? Or Tandler? I'm sorry. I'm trying to take a sip of my big gulp.
I know.
No, that's okay. I think we went through them all.
What was your favorite discussion last night, Tandler?
I mean, you know, we just talked a lot about the team. It's kind of like the stuff I write about every day.
Oh, look at that. Listen to that plug every day he drops.
Well, I do. It's true.
Is that a shot at me for not writing every day? Is that what you're doing? Is this Jay Gruden talking about how much he likes Alex Smith?
And guards.
It is merely a fact. That's all.
I see what you're doing, Tandler.
What's your favorite conversation? The guy who said that he likes listening to you because you poke and prod at JP and you're always right. That was probably your favorite.
Who was that dude?
Guy was named Dave.
I liked that guy, Dave.
Yeah, Dave was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he had come from the gym. And
he was
want
drinking
beer.
Water. Yeah. He was very hydrated.
It was cool. I had a mixture of football conversations and then just straight podcast conversations. And my favorites were the people
just
talking
goofy
about
nonsense.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
To me, the people talking about some of the specifics of the things that we've joked about over the years was just awesome to rehash and bring them back up.
It was interesting to me. We walked around and asked everybody who they want to be the pick at 13. And I almost think Derwin James was the winner. Seemed like people wanted him a lot. A couple folks said that the pod convinced them of Deron Payne. And then Vita got plenty of votes. I don't know if either of you gave your pick at 13. I know Mitch is on.
You know who my pick
Mitch
is
in the books for the biggest man.
The biggest man.
Pete?
Front seven. I don't really have a preference right now. Just front seven.
Are you going from still drunk to kind of hungover in front of our eyes?
The headset I'm wearing is giving me a headache, I think. And it feels really hot in this podcast studio. I don't know if you guys are feeling it.
My guy John Overington was there. John O is the best. When I used to live in Wilmington and make 20 grand a year, he would let me go to parties with him and his friends. He was cool.
Kind of like what you did for me last night. You just let me come to your party.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Dude, so one
and
thing.
And run up a $250 cab.
Yeah, and Mitch said he was going to help. No help from Mitch at the end of the night.
Yeah, so let's hash this out. So,
no help.
Pete never said he was going to buy 100 shots. Pete said he would
buy
shots.
I show people the text that I said I would buy shots. I never put a number on it.
So, Pete said he was going to buy shots. Mitch, when we were in Orlando, decided Pete was buying 100 shots.
Well, we were talking about the 100 t-shirts, the 100 beers. It only made sense to have 100 shots.
And Pete just went with it, for the record. Pete was like, 96 to go.
Yeah.
83 to go.
Yeah.
So you can't say you didn't buy into the bit. You bought in.
I was so into the bit.
Right.
I loved the bit.
But then the check comes, and Pete's like, whoa!
Pete was adulting about as hard as he's ever adulted before.
I actually...
Right until the check came.
Right yeah, until so, the check came.
So I opened the tab.
And then he's like, yo, like, can someone pay this for me? And I'm like, no, you dummy. That's how tabs work.
I opened the tab, and then the next time I went to buy shots, I gave the lady my card. She's like, if you have a tab, you don't have to give me the card. It was the first time I ever opened a tab. I had no idea how it worked. And... God damn it, at the end, what a reality
now
check.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Yo, have you ever been to Vegas?
No.
You're going to get
I'm never
bad
going there.
Places because yeah. you're going to be wasted. Like,
I'm not going to have Mrs. Finley to drive me home at the end of the night.
I mean, she wasn't driving. Uber drove.
So, well, that shows how much I remember the latter
yeah,
half of
clearly.
The
Yeah,
So as Pete was walking around buying shots for everybody, we were doing calculations.
Did you
in our
say
head.
You would chip in on the tab?
I said,
I went over to Mitch, I patted him on the back, and I go, yo, man, I'm in a bad place. I'm buying everybody shots. And he goes, hey, man, just come to me at the end of the night. I'll help you.
Did that happen, Mitch?
Yes, I said that. And I'm more than happy to help him. He never came to me and asked for anything.
At the end, I think I waved you over. But you did buy me 7-Eleven this morning. So, hey, we're so even.
All right, man.
Taylor, what do you think should happen?
It's not going to be favorable.
I don't know. If Mitch committed, I think he should throw in $2.
Fine. I'm more than happy to. It's not going to crush me like it's crushing Pete right now. I said I had a number in my head for what I thought my tab was going to be at the party, and it was about a third of that, so
he
I was good.
Way under.
There's room to breathe.
What? Perfect. People can weigh in on what the number should be. I think you give him $50.
No, I feel bad. I made my bet. I'm going to sleep in it. It was for the pod. I wrote on Twitter a couple days ago, hashtag anything for the pod, and this is it. Anything for the pod.
I'm not going to give Pete $50, but the next time we go out drinking, it's on me, buddy.
Cool.
How about that?
Yeah, so perfect. A lot of people were asking, when is the next party last night?
Yeah, that's funny.
And I'll be... setting these parties up is a lot, so it's going to be a little while.
Like Thursday?
No, not next Thursday. Week? Rhonda, who is awesome, asked for a draft day party, and Rhonda, we can't do that, because I'm the draft, we have to work the whole time.
That's a busy day.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm thinking Richmond. Wow. Who had JP and Mitch coughing before Taylor on the podcast?
Yeah. Well, see, I have the mute on my phone, so I can.
Taylor, you always cough. Where's that mute button been for 2 years?
Yeah, seriously.
No, not on the phone.
No.
I now hit the mute button.
No. No. All right. Clearly, we're all a little groggy. Taylor, what do you think about the next party being in Richmond?
That sounds great to me. Richmond and then another tailgate at a game of...
We will absolutely be doing those tailgates.
We'll figure it out.
I like that. Yeah. Those are the next two plans. Richmond and then a tailgate. So I think they do a big fan appreciation day during training camp. I know that's a busy day for us, but it's usually on a Saturday, so maybe we won't have as much linear television to do. Maybe we can set something up that night. If you're a Richmond listener and you think there's a bar that would be willing to host us and give us some deals so we can take care of everybody like we did last night, let us know. I think Richmond is our next stop.
You're pushing Richmond. It's March now. That's August. Let's see if we can throw one in the middle of summer, like an OTA party or something like that.
OTA party?
Yeah.
Well, if we do one, I think we need to do it out in Ashburn.
Yeah, let's do something June, July-ish in Ashburn.
Because we've done downtown
DC twice.
We can
all crash at Taylor's house after.
Yeah, Taylor, can we all stay at your place?
Can we do it at your house, Taylor? Big barbecue?
Yeah. No, that will not be happening.
Everybody, the party's in Taylor's closet, and everybody gets to take an item of clothing.
No raffle here. Just grab whatever you want. I'm taking the Lazy Boy. I'll tell you that much. That's coming home with me.
Yo, somebody on Twitter said for the next party, Taylor needs a Lazy Boy roped off with velvet.
That's what
we were talking about, logistics and how to get it to the bar.
No, I say we get Lazy Boy to sponsor and provide it.
Even better.
Yeah, dude.
Sold. No velvet ropes. I'm a man of the people.
Are you?
Yeah. Since when?
Yeah.
Taylor just walks around last night, and he's like, who's going to buy my next beer? I was like, I don't know, man. Figure that shit out.
You should have just found Pete.
Pete would have done it happily, Taylor. I posted on my Instagram page. I did a toast to Pete.
Yeah, I'll put that in right here.
You're on.
All right, are you up? So much Pete Haley is buying more shots than he can afford. Yeah. He's very worried about the IRS. Cheers to Pete.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, and the best part is Pete was very worried about the IRS for some reason.
I do remember that now.
He kept coming up to me. He's like, yo, what's the IRS going to say? I was like, you have a bar tab, dude. The IRS is not concerned.
I was so paranoid about the IRS.
You are such a mutt, dude.
Here's a real question. Hold on, real question. Pete, do you know what the IRS is?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
You know what it stands for? I don't know.
International Revenue Service?
You think it's why would it be international, you donkey?
What's the I?
Tandler, you want to handle this?
The internal.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning within the 50 United States.
Well, I'm worried about them, and if anyone from the Internal Revenue Service is listening, you don't know who this is.
But even worse, if you're from the International Revenue Service.
Yeah.
But Pete, like, you didn't do anything wrong.
I was just worried I was going to be in debt.
You spent the money you earned and paid taxes on. And Pete, to add,
I was
if
paranoid.
You were in debt, like, that's not doing anything illegal either.
I was worried. It felt like I was spending money left and right.
So at the end of the cheers to Pete with Chef Mel, Pete goes, I need to take a loan.
That still stands, by the way. I need that loan now more than ever.
So we have a...
You live at home, dude. You have no expenses.
Oh, really? You haven't mentioned that on the podcast 100 times no, already.
We have a podcast lawyer. Do we need a podcast...
we need an accountant?
Yeah.
Financial advisor. Yeah, I'd be down.
Taylor, you think we need one?
Everybody, yeah, absolutely.
Yo, my guy...
It's getting big. This whole thing's getting big.
My guy, Eric, last night came and met Pete Haley and said he's a financial advisor. And
yeah.
He says, hey... Are you the Peter Haley that came to me about becoming a financial
advisor?
Yeah,
it's like you talked to me on LinkedIn. I was like, no, that is definitely a Peter Haley. Pete Haley.
But my guy, Eric, we need you for this.
Yeah.
Help Pete out.
Please. Send help.
I want to read a couple of reviews, dude. So
this is the most fun podcast I've ever
we
been
We got
on.
Close to 200.
I know.
It got up to 190. And what I've learned about Apple
Podcasts.
Was
that sombrero was 200?
And a poncho.
Gotcha.
So, sorry, guys. Maybe the
and
next
Richmond.
Party we'll have another, we'll come up with something. But, so I've also learned with Apple Podcasts, the reviews take a while. So if you post one,
yeah.
If you post one on a Tuesday, it might not show up for a week.
Yeah.
So maybe it would have been at 200 and it's Apple's fault. Who knows?
Don't say that to Rich.
Yeah, Rick Tanley loves. How long have we been going, by the way?
I had no idea. Let's just keep it going, though.
Pete, you have one job.
That's literally your only job.
Like, that's what your
time.
Job
yeah,
is.
Besides editing and publishing and tweeting about it, yeah, that's my one job.
Yeah, when we're recording,
tell
you keep the time.
Say the reviews.
All right. This is from my guy, Tug Speedman 202, which is a hell of a name.
That's a hell of a name.
JP and the gang bring knowledgeable and insightful analysis of the team. The content is listener-centric.
Yeah. Well, we're doing that today, let me tell you.
Well,
we're coming with Redskins fastball today.
The content is listener-centric. That part is true, Tandler.
After a party, none of us have our fastball.
Yeah, dude.
I'm
throwing junk right now, Skip. So this is why I wanted to read Tug Speedman 202. The content is listener-centric with topics and news that the fans want to hear. Being stationed in the military outside of the D.C. area, the pod brings me sanity in a unit filled with delusional fans of the other NFC East teams, HTTR. I love that review, man.
Yo, that might be. That's one of our best reviews.
Hey, if you're leaving us for sanity, pal, you might want to look somewhere. There's a whole lot of that around here. But thank you for the review.
So, all right, I'm going to read two more. Devil Doc W. I watch y'all religiously on Redskins 100 and Redskins Nation, and y'all always make it easy for me down here in South Carolina to get what I need to know, and y'all always keep it real. JP, keep up the good work. RT, keep that lazy boy warm, and take it easy on popping Pete Haley.
Hey.
Y'all are rock stars, HTTR.
Yeah, take it easy.
I will stand the lazy boy. I will not take it easy on Pete.
That's fine.
All right. This is JDub44. Says we have the best Skins podcast. Listening in Phoenix, Arizona, JP and Rich bring it with tons of info and fun. Highly impressed with their ability to upload new episodes quickly, presenting the latest news with insider quality of insight. So here's, Pete, I'm keeping track of time. It's time for us to go, but I wanted to read a couple out-of-area reviews to say that we know a lot of you guys couldn't be at the party last night, but we couldn't do this without everybody. The folks that were there last night, and the folks that are everywhere else listening. We got a guy in Uzbekistan listening.
Right.
And you're my guy, Uzbekistan. Yeah. And
Germany.
Germany. I mean, they're ever your people, our guys are everywhere. Adam Goss is in Vancouver and tried to fly in.
Tried to fly in for this.
You're nuts, man. You're nuts. But we know we've built something here, and we love it. I love this. I love this. And I tried to tell everybody that last night at the party, and I want to tell everybody else that right now on the pod. We've got something going, man. The momentum is very real. We're not slowing down. Tandler from the Lazy Boy ain't slowing down. Mitch, Pete, Chick, everybody that's a part of this, man, you guys are as big of a part of this as anyone else. And sincerely, thank you. Last night was just a little hat tip to the big thank you we owe you guys as the listeners, man. And hell, Mitch wants a party before Richmond. Let's have another party
Let's do it.
And thank you guys, sincerely.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.